Welcome to Delmarva Today. I'm your host, Harold Wilson. During this period of lockdown, during the coronavirus pandemic, Delmarva Today is presenting a series of programs focused on how our listeners are coping with COVID-19. Because the radio station is on lockdown, like everything else, the program is being recorded in my home studio, and my guests are interviewed on Zoom, respecting the sound practice of social distancing. There is little doubt that the increasing pressures of family and individual isolation, social separation, store closures, and the anxiety even of venturing out for necessities is not only taking an economic toll on our community, but an emotional toll as well. Delmarva Public Radio would like to know how the virus is affecting you. Send us an email at delmarvapublicradio@gmail.com and let us know how you're faring and what creative ways you and your family are using to cope with the pandemic. Please put coping in the subject line of your email. Delmarva Public Radio cares. One of the many effective ways of dealing with the stress, anxiety, and depression induced by individual and family social isolation, as well as the sad media bombardment of the toll taken on human life by the virus, is through physical exercise. To discuss the importance of exercise in this stressful environment is my guest, personal fitness trainer, Lynn Sutton. In addition to serving personal clients, Lynn is associated with a program called Rock Steady Boxing, designed for people with Parkinson's disease. Rock Steady Boxing International is a nonprofit organization supported by the National Parkinson's Foundation and the Maryland Association for Parkinson's Support. It is also supported by donations from participants, but is free to those who can't afford to contribute. Lynn, welcome to Delmarva Today.
Thanks, Hal.
Your bio says that you're a certified personal trainer. I have an idea of what this means, but could you explain it to us?
Well, I really appreciate the opportunity to share information about exercise and specific to personal training and along with an exercise program that we're going to talk about concerning Parkinson's disease. But for personal training for me, I've had the pleasure of meeting with clients on a one-on-one basis for the last 23 years to help them reach their fitness goals. And the key there is one-on-one basis, either at their home or in a gym environment. And these clients, they come to me with a variety of fitness needs and goals, and I design an exercise program to help them reach those goals. So for many of my clients, they want to lose weight and others want to move better and feel stronger as they're aging. And some have some very specific sports-related goals, like being a better golfer. Some of the younger clients about, you know, getting ready for a lacrosse season or soccer season. So I meet with these clients on a regular basis from anywhere from 1 to 3 times a week. And their fitness goals, though, are not met with just one of those meetings a week or even a couple sessions a week. So we always discuss what I call exercise homework for the other days of the week. So I've had the pleasure of doing that again for the last 23 years. I started in my early 30s, and you can add from there what age I am as a personal trainer.
Well, our particular interest here is coping with the kind of stress that our current pandemic environment has created for us, the social isolation, the family isolation, and the stores being closed down are creating, when we've seen it in the news, are creating not only economic hardship for our area, but we're reading now about the toll this virus is taking on our emotional state. So for a minute, before we get to your boxing program, do a little context for us in terms of coping, and talk a bit about how exercise can be used as a coping tool, for instance.
Well, absolutely, Hal. And I think the best way to answer the question about coping through all of this is to think about what the benefits of exercise is 3 months ago to people, before all of this hit us here in the United States or here in the Delmarva area. And that's looking at what are the benefits of exercising in what used to be a normal environment for us. And there's two ways of answering that. And that is, one is, I like to ask a question, is how do you feel, Hal, when you exercise and complete an exercise program? How do you feel?
I feel great. Yes. I've been, as you know, I've been paddling canoes for longer than I want to remember now. I was a runner at one time, and I experienced that endorphin lift.
Right. So, well, for me, I would totally agree with you. Whenever I engage in an exercise program, my first result is I feel better. I feel happier. I know that is a feeling I have, but I know that happens when all people exercise. It's proven that when you engage in a regular exercise program, like you're paddling, like other people that do resistance training, power walking, etc., that there is a boost of neurotransmitter, serotonin, that regulates moods, your mood, and it helps with cognitive function. It helps us think clearer. So that's a huge benefit. It boosts, like you just said, your endorphins, those chemicals in the brain that block pain and give you a natural high. We've all felt that at the end of a paddling race, or even a practice on the water, paddling or jogging. It helps reduce inflammation. And a lot of people think that about, you know, your joints inflamed, but that has a lot to do with inflammation and related to the cause of depression. So it helps reduce that type of inflammation, and it reduces stress. It's absolutely proven that that's what happens. Physically, even in the best environments, the body benefits from regular exercise by losing body fat, which helps result in a lower risk of type 2 diabetes, which is so prevalent in our society, and certain cancers. When people engage in regular exercise, they are healthier cardiovascularly, and therefore they result in avoiding heart disease. I feel like in my professional career these last 23 years, one of the most important benefits that people get from a regular exercise program is what I call being able to move functionally, because we're all aging. I have clients from the age of 35 to 84 that in, again, our normal world that I am meeting with on a one-to-one basis, but I continue to meet with online. And those people that I've been meeting with, obviously 84 years old, some of them came to me in their 70s, not able to get on the floor or get off the floor, not able to get out of a chair. And that all has to do with our muscular strength. So with most of my clients, no matter what their goals are, is that everybody needs to make sure that they have muscle and the most muscle on their body, either doing exercise to maintain that muscle strength or doing exercise to gain muscle strength. I've had lots of clients that have had to undergo surgery, much needed surgery, and the reason that they succeeded coming out of that surgery is because they were told by their surgeons they came into it strong. They were muscularly strong. They were gonna be able to move their body when maybe some other joint like their knee or their hip was not gonna be able to move. So muscle strength is a huge benefit to people in their everyday life of just being able to walk to the mailbox. And like I said, simple things like getting on the floor and getting off the floor, getting out of a chair and sitting down in a chair safely. And that may seem very simple, but you'd be really surprised at our younger population that needs to build strength to be able to do some of those simple movement, functional movements.
Lynn, are you able in this lockdown, stay at home period, how are you working with your individual clients today? Mm-hmm. And I'm assuming we're talking about one of your coping mechanisms. You have a business here that you're running as a personal fitness trainer. How have you shifted with your personal clients?
Well, I took a deep breath and I said to myself, I've got to know how to use my computer more than what I was using it prior to all of this. So it's not a surprise answer. I'm using my computer. I'm using my phone to do FaceTime workouts with my clients, and also doing group class workouts with our boxers and our Rock Steady boxing program. So I have gone on a very quick tutorial on how to do that because I loved meeting people in their homes and at the gym. I never wanted to be an instructor that was going to put exercise videos out to the masses, but I'm doing it now, but not to the masses, but I'm doing that with my clients on a one-to-one basis. And again, in a group environment through some of these wonderful applications on our computers that can bring people together.
Well, how are you feeling about how it's working? We've only been a few weeks or a month at this. How do you feel it? How are your clients responding to it? And how do you feel it's working for both you and them?
So I'm happier, they're happier, because you know why? They're exercising. I'm exercising with them. It gives certainly me a purpose. And that is really important to me at my age right now to continue to work. So how is it working? What I know is that what I see on the other side of the on the screen in my computer when I get these people working either one-on-one or in the group environment is, like I said, they're happier. And physically, they're accomplishing some of their goals. And that's to at least maintain what they were doing prior to this virus and this crisis that we're in. And believe it or not, with some of these people, they're actually engaging in more exercise. So therefore, they're building their ability to move and their muscles, and they're losing some weight because they're moving more. So that's what I'm seeing by this shift in working with people. I also want to stress that my clients and our participants in the group fitness programs, they are not just benefiting from me. They're opening up their world to the internet that has a lot of wonderful, wonderful videos for all levels. And I want to make sure that at some point we talk about that, that no matter what you're going through or what age you are, is that you can start tomorrow. And if you're not good at a computer, I bet you know somebody that you could call that is good at a computer that could give you some pointers on how to access that information or for them to talk to you about the information they're finding for you. But if I could just touch on two things, that if you never go on the internet to find videos, or if you never join with a personal trainer one-on-one, is that you can do some simple things at home, like sitting and standing out of a chair for 1 minute, take a break, sit to stand for 1 minute again out of a chair. Safely make sure that you're not putting yourself in any danger. And then you also can walk. You can walk on your patio if you don't feel safe walking around the block. And if you are somebody that's already in a walking type of regiment, you can do more power walking. You can change your intensity by just feeling like you're working harder as long as you're safe. So getting out and walking and just doing sit to stand exercises on a daily basis can be a start for anybody without even opening up a computer or looking on your phone.
Well, that's wonderful advice. I hope and believe that it's probably well received out there, and especially your comment about using the computer and the internet as a benefit of how one can change practice by learning something new and by participating remotely through the internet. Well, let me ask you about the program you're participating in, Rock Steady Boxing. Tell us a bit about that.
Yes, and please stop me if I don't stop talking, because this program has become a passion of mine. Personal training is a passion, but after I explain how I got into Rock Steady Boxing Midshore, located here in the Delmarva area, specifically out of Graysonville, Maryland, which is the Kent Island area, back in September of 2019, I opened an affiliate of Rocksteady Boxing Midshore, which is an exercise program for people with Parkinson's. And anybody that's listening out there is probably wondering, is why would you go from personal training to working with people with Parkinson's? And there's two really, really good reasons. Back in 2012, about 8 years ago, my father was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease, along with a longtime client at that point that had been working out with me for 15 years, was also diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. Very ironic. It was the same winter of 2012 that both of them noticed changes in their body. It took a while, and those of you that are familiar with the disease and the diagnosis know that it's not necessarily the easiest disease to diagnose. So as you can hear, my house is full, and that's how we're coping with COVID-19 right now. So I appreciate you realizing that there's some noise in the house. But so my father had stroke, what I would call stroke-like types of symptoms that winter of 2012, and similar to my client. And we were not familiar with Parkinson's disease. I only knew Michael J. Fox, Muhammad Ali, and Pope John Paul that were celebrities, per se, that dealt with Parkinson's disease at that point. And my father did not necessarily have the same symptoms that I saw on television from those individuals. His gait had changed drastically to a very big step to very small steps. He stopped swinging his arms when he was walking. His fists were clenched. His facial expressions became almost non-existent. His fine motor skills, like his handwriting, became so small that it wasn't legible. And one thing about my father that is important to know is that he was an avid letter writer. He would write my children and all his 11 grandchildren on a regular basis, along with me, ever since I left from left home for college.
I hope you've kept those letters.
Absolutely. Well, yes, especially the grandchildren's letters. And my girlfriends still remind me from college how excited they were to read my father's letters when they came in the mail. His voice became very quiet. And one thing my father was known for was a very loud voice that captured an audience as a professor and as a public speaker. And so these symptoms led his neurologist to a diagnosis of Parkinson's. And the good news was is that he immediately told my father to enroll in an exercise program with professional physical therapists. And all people with Parkinson's should know that that is out there for them. And it is a short-term program that you are then released from. And my father was better for going into that program. But he was sent home with homework. And guess what happens when you have Parkinson's and you have homework to do on your own is it's not done as well. It's not done as often. It's not done as intensely, and it's not done as largely as it should be. And that was not my father's fault or anybody with Parkinson's. Is that's what the disease wants to do. So guess what? The daughter, who was the personal trainer, said dad was better for exercise during physical therapy. He needs some help to continue that. And I started investigating. And I married Rocksteady Boxing, which I found, again, by listening and reading and finding out information about exercise and Parkinson's. So I found the national organization called Rocksteady Boxing, which was started in Indianapolis, Indiana in 2006. And what this group was doing back in 2006 is they were studying, realizing the benefit of high intensity exercise for people specifically with Parkinson's. And the results they were getting was that people were slowing the progression of this disease. And what people need to know is that Parkinson's, there's no cure, but what we fight to do professionally, and the practitioners fight to do, is to slow the progression down. So guess what? I studied Rocksteady Boxing, and I went out to Indianapolis and became certified in the program, because what I knew is that I needed to help my father, and I could do that. But I also, after being in Indianapolis and feeling like I found the answers, I wanted to bring that to anybody that I knew that had Parkinson's. And I work in the Delmarva area, so there's people with Parkinson's. And so in 2017, I bravely went to the Island Athletic Club in Graysonville, and the owner, John Murphy, opened his doors to the Rocksteady Boxing program. The only one in that area for people with Parkinson's, and the people came. So again, after doing all that studying and became certified and opening that affiliate, we had people coming from several counties, an hour and a half drive for some of our boxers. And what eventually happened in these last 2.5 to 3 years is places like the YMCA in the Delmarva area has now opened affiliates and hired me to teach advanced classes for people with Parkinson's. So with something like Parkinson's, which is a very, very difficult disease, as you know, how when it comes into your family, is you find a good way to handle it. And my father's disease is very difficult to work with, but it has helped so many people in this Delmarva area.
I've observed your classes, and at first you had people going to Island Athletic and the other venues, but with the lockdown, that kind of put an end to that, I would assume. So you've chosen Zoom as a method of coping with that difficulty?
Absolutely. The moment we realized that the gym doors had to close, which was the right thing to do, my heart was pretty heavy, because I knew the 40 or so boxers that I have become familiar with in the Delmarva area that participate in the program were not going to be able to get together to exercise. And people with Parkinson's need to move. Everybody needs to move, no matter what disease you have or how healthy you are. We talked about the benefits of that. And especially with people with Parkinson's, when they stop moving, depending at all on different levels, depending on where they are in the disease. So my heart was very heavy on how am I going to get this older population on a computer and be able to focus on a computer screen and execute exercises. Because one thing that's very unique to Rocksteady Boxing is that, I don't think I said this, is that it is specific for people with Parkinson's disease. We talk about the disease and in the classroom, and we talk about fighting it. So it's also a very big social environment, because people with Parkinson's, their life becomes smaller. They don't do as much. And our classroom environment, that social environment, was huge. We're all feeling the effects of that if we don't even have Parkinson's because of COVID-19. So again, having a heavy heart, knowing I wasn't a computer whiz, I thought, how am I going to get these people together? And thankfully to the people at the Y and other professionals and my nephew, who knows a computer better than me, he got me set up to do classes on Zoom for our people in Easton and for our people in the Delmarva area. And quite frankly, anybody can join. They do not have to be part of the original core group. But as you can see on the screen, Hal, every Monday and Wednesday when I bring these two classes together, each at their own level, we are challenging their multitasking, which is unique to the disease. Sometimes that becomes very difficult for people with Parkinson's to be able to move their body, count, and watch a screen and make sure that they're doing that all at once is a challenge for people with Parkinson's. So I was shocked that, first of all, I got it up and running. So that was a huge boost for me. So that was a coping, a way to cope. But when I started to see these faces pop up on the screen, and again, I'm talking about people that are 84 years old, they're having their care partner get them online, they're sitting in front of that screen, they're smiling, they're counting, they're moving their body. They're coping and they're seeing each other. They care about each other. And that has opened their world back up to a bigger world rather than feeling very isolated, which Parkinson's can do.
It struck me very clearly that this is a socializing event for them. And you mean, that's what you mean by opening up their world. They are associating with each other now in this setting that you've created. And in addition to the exercises they go through, there is also the sense of being together again that you allow to happen.
Absolutely. But it doesn't come without people like you, like I said, the care partner at home. And I cannot give enough credit to those people that are helping elderly people in their home, people with Parkinson's disease, people with other health problems, that those care partners get our boxers on the screen. Fine motor skills are challenged with our boxers. Again, cognitive processing is challenged with our boxers, again, on different levels. So I can't do this alone. If I just had my 11 boxers in that Graysonville area tuning in, we would probably struggle tuning in. And that's not a criticism of that. It's just the disease. And it's those people that are helping me keep those people safe at home exercising when I'm asking them to possibly stand up out of that chair or move side to side or reach or lift up something a little heavier or box really fast. It's not done alone. And this program has never been done just by myself. I have a large group of people that help me in the classroom. But then I, at home, what's so awesome to hear is those wives and husbands saying, you need to count louder. You need to sit up straighter. You need to put that head up. You need to work on your posture. And I can hear all that happening. And we laugh about it. It is definitely a way to cope. And these people have a purpose. The testimonies that I've gotten from our boxers, the testimonies I get from personal trainers, I mean, from personal clients that I have, when they are involved in an exercise program, I wish I could quote them specifically, but I've had boxers tell me and tell the group that their life has changed because of Rocksteady Boxing, that they would be sitting in the corner, very sad, very depressed. They would not feel like they had really anything to do during the week. So I have a purpose every Monday and Wednesday and Tuesday and Thursday with another group by getting online with these people. They have a purpose by tuning in. I'm expecting them. I think you witnessed yesterday, I gave them homework, and on Monday, they've got to be accountable.
Lynn, unfortunately, we're out of time, but let me say that to look forward, to have a purpose, to have a goal, and to be accountable are probably the most effective coping tools you've given us today. Thank you for all you're doing And thanks for joining us today on Delmarva Today. And thanks to all of you for listening. Please don't forget to email us at delmarvapublicradio@gmail.com and tell us how you're coping with the extreme conditions of the COVID-19 pandemic. We want to hear from you. Thank you again. I'm your host, Harold Wilson.